Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2015. We're here in the General Cigar booth, here with Gus Martinez. Gus, how's it going?
Great, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. Busy. Yeah. Running around. My dogs are barking, but we're sitting here, we're talking about cigars. It's really not that bad, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, actually, we can't really complain. So let's talk about some new stuff with Macanudo. What's going on?
Cool, sure. So as you guys might have remembered, last year we introduced Macanudo Estate Reserve Jamaica. Yep. It was to commemorate our 45th anniversary for Macanudo. And so here we are, year 46, wanted to, you know, keep doing something really cool. And so we wanted to go back to Jamaica. And if you guys remember, Jamaica is really where the roots of Macanudo were. Mm-hmm. And last year it was really cool because it had been over 20 years since we had had Jamaican tobacco in a Macanudo product. So we figured, hey, everybody loved it last year. Let's do it again. Well, nobody wants the same thing over and over again. So we said, we got to revamp this whole thing. So what we did is we introduced Macanudo Estate Reserve Jamaica Part 2, if you will. And so if you remember, very different look. Last year was a natural stain. This year, very dark. Very modern and cool usage of the Jamaican colors. So it's really kind of a fusion of both kind of the old and new with Macanudo Estate Reserve Jamaica number 2. We have three sizes once again. They're the same sizes as last year. 10-count boxes, each one individually packed inside of a beautiful little coffin.
The presentation is amazing.
It really is.
I don't know if we can get a shot of the band here. We'll get a photo of it, but you guys got it's amazing how it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it is cool. And so each one of the boxes have a certificate of authenticity. So it's signed, dated, and it's also numbered. We only have 1,800 boxes of each size because, and I'll get to in just a second about the tobacco, very limited crop of the tobacco that we're using this year. So again, beautiful box. You know, if you want to buy a box or if you want to give a single stick as a gift, it fits perfect for that. So about the cigar. So this is where I get really excited. I think the first thing that pops out at you is the wrapper. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a 10-year Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. And this band that we've put on here really accentuates the beautiful wrapper. I mean, the gold foils, the silver, and of course we've got Jamaica etched in there as well. So even before you smoke it, you're like already excited.
Yeah.
We've got what's really exciting to me is the filler. As I mentioned, this is Jamaica and Jamaica for a reason. What we've been able to do is identify and work with local growers in Jamaica, in particular in Montego Bay. And we're using this tobacco called Silver Tongue.
Okay.
And if you can believe this, it's the most expensive filler in the world. And at first I kind of did exactly what you did.
Like, well, really?
Yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, talk about a sales pitch.
Yeah.
No, it really is. So give you a perspective, it's actually 2x. Typically, filler tobacco runs about $6 to $7 per pound. This runs $14 to $15 per pound.
Get back.
Nope.
That's
being honest.
What's 200% or 100%?
It's 100% increase, yeah. So, and again, a lot of that's because of the fact it is very, very limited quantities, how it's grown. It's organically grown. So again, adds to the cost. I mean, it takes more time, more care to grow this tobacco. And again, you can't grow as much as a result of that. But again, the product is fantastic. I mean, I loved what we did last year. I thought the year before was even better than last year. This by far, and the feedback that I've gotten at the show has been amazing. I mean, guys are coming back to me from day one and said, I gotta get another sample, I gotta get another sample. And I'm like, no, you can't get another sample, you gotta buy a box.
Yeah, exactly.
So, or two. So again, really excited about this. I think people are gonna love it. Again, our goal is that with this Estate Reserve platform is to continue to do things that are new, cool, and different to really kind of surprise and delight people. But at the same time, it's something that you would expect from Macanudo. This isn't gonna knock you on your butt. I mean, this is a great smoke. It's probably more towards the medium than mild, but again, perfect, beautiful, very complex. Again, I think as you smoke it further and further down, it's always kind of surprising and delighting you. So I would definitely, if you get a chance, if you're going to smoke anything, you got to smoke at least this first.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Now, the another question for you, how much time did you get to spend in Jamaica while you were working on this?
You know, unfortunately, I did not to get to Jamaica.
Oh, no.
I only saw it when it got to the DR, had a chance to fool around with air, but no, I think that definitely because the our heritage is in Jamaica, I wouldn't be surprised if not next year, in subsequent years, that we continue to play around with the tobaccos in Jamaica. I mean, not a lot is coming out of Jamaica right now in terms of tobacco for hand-rolled cigars, but I think as we start to see success in these types of things, you're going to start start seeing that. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the industry. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of different tobaccos from countries that we haven't seen in a while. Yep. And we're going to continue to keep going back to the well in terms of, you know, doing cool stuff with Jamaica.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about
Rob.
It. Yep. Really do appreciate it. Guys, thanks for tuning in to all of our IPCPR 2015 coverage on CigarFederation.com.